When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, May 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks wavered between positive and negative territory before finishing higher. The Nasdaq closed up 201 points, or 1.6%. The S&P 500 rose 23 points, or about 0.6%. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up 84 points, or about 0.25%, to close at 33,061. Investors are awaiting the Federal Reserve's policy meeting on Wednesday for more signals on the pace of monetary tightening, with markets anticipating a half percentage point interest rate increase to counter the highest inflation in decades. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury, which rises when bond prices fall, briefly touched 3%, its first time at that level since late 2018. Prices for treasuries, corporate bonds, and municipal debt have fallen this year in response to the Fed's move to rein in inflation. Among individual stocks, shares of Spirit Airlines fell 9.4% after the company rejected an acquisition offer from JetBlue Airways, instead sticking with an existing plan to merge with Frontier Group. JetBlue shares rose 2.6%. Amazon shares edged higher after workers voted against unionizing at a facility in Staten Island, New York, a win for the company after a loss at another Staten Island warehouse last month. And shares of Moody's fell nearly 5% after the credit rating company said its profit fell by about a third as costs rose. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.